next want to turn to Global Payments, because that company announced yesterday its best quarterly and yearly performance in the company's history. It expects another record year in 2022. Joining us now is Global Payments CEO, Jeff Sloan. Jeff, always good to see you, and thanks for being back. Certainly impressive growth last year. I know you made some big commitments in restaurants and healthcare. Just tell us briefly what drove those results.
Well, Alexis, thanks for having me again. So I think we were on a path toward accelerated digitization pre-pandemic. And to be honest, the last number of years have further accelerated the trajectory we're already on. So let me give you a couple examples. So in 2021, we facilitated something like 300 million omnichannel orders through quick service restaurants, meaning you can order your hamburger from your phone and get it paid, get paid with your face or your thumb, and actually get it delivered to where you live or where you work. That's up substantially, up 50% year over year. We did the same thing with telemedicine, 2.5 million teledoc visits last year, up from, you know, really de minimis prior to the pandemic. So we really are the beneficiaries of innovation in the ecosystem, and the disruption that's come with COVID-19 has really accelerated many of the underlying trends toward electronic payments.
And then what are you doing as far as acquisitions and B2B business strategy as well?
We're really excited about our positioning there. We announced the acquisition of MineralTree, which is a accounts payable cloud SaaS business, in September of 21 at our investor conference. That integration, as we reported on yesterday, is going very well. We think at over $600 million of annual revenue, we already have one of the largest B2B businesses around the world, and we're getting a lot of market share and traction doing it in a way that's very profitable, which is very much distinctive to us. So super pleased about where we are in B2B, and I think provides avenues for growth for really the next 5 to 10 years in our business.
Jeff, you know, during the pandemic especially, we saw the buy now, pay later trend really gain momentum. And I'm just wondering how much of that you're seeing at Global Payments, and also what is the fastest growing segment of your business right now?
It's a great question, Alexis. So we announced yesterday that we facilitated over 2 billion buy now, pay later transactions at Global Payments just last year, just in 21. That's up probably 50% year over year, $31 billion of volume and 50 million virtual cards. So I think we're right in the nexus of buy now, pay later. The difference with us is we do it in a responsible, regulated way where we're not taking any credit risk. So that's really up to the financial institutions and the neobanks and the fintechs that really provide that service. Where we're seeing the most demand for that, Alexis, is really online. Our e-commerce business that we described yesterday was up 20% year over year, 20% up in the fourth quarter. That trend has continued, as we said yesterday, into January. So that's really where we're seeing that. You don't see a lot at the physical point of sale for the pure reason that people don't want to wait in line and worry about whether it gets approved. It's much easier to do that online, but that's one of our biggest businesses, about 30% of the company, and is growing, as I said, very rapidly.
And then I want to go back to your business for a second. And, you know, you are considering a sale of Netspend, again, prepaid debit card. Why is now the right time to consider doing that?
So it's very much along the lines of what we described in our B2B focus. So that business has two halves. B2B, we're actually going to retain, and that's about 100, 130 million of revenue in that business. The remainder of NetSpend is really business to consumer. That's a business that we inherited through our merger with TSYS in 2019. We're really not a direct to consumer business. We're very much a business to business kind of company. And as a result, we think the time is right for us to invest further in B2B. And that's why we're taking a look at our business at NetSpend.
Of course, at the core of all this, Jeff, is keeping these transactions safe and secure. How much are you investing in IP? Do you have proprietary IP that sort of helps you do that and differentiates you from other B2B payments companies?
Well, Alexis, we're a technology company at our core. We'll spend this year between CapEx and OpEx something like $1.7 billion in our technology footprint. We spend upwards of nine figures a year just on security alone. So it's a very big business for us. We have exclusive and unique partnerships with AWS in our issuing business and Google Cloud in our merchant business to ensure that we're at the very forefront of cloud-based technologies. We announced a new partnership yesterday with MasterCard to allow you to post payments, check your transactions, make sure they're all your own online on a real-time basis through the AWS cloud. That project is exclusive with us with MasterCard through the end of this year. So we think we're really on the forefront of evolution of technology investing in payments.
Well, certainly a great report and some nice guidance as well. Jeff Sloan, CEO of Global Payments, always good to see you.